And then our last question by Absolutely Ruben. You've grown your business, and at this point, it's time to invest, but you don't have the money and have terrible credit. What can you do? And I'm kind of summarizing a lot of these posts. If you were to go to my Instagram, you guys would see the actual post where all of these people are dropping these questions. I encourage you to follow me at Charlo Green so you can be involved in all of this stuff as it's happening live, like the fact that we are streaming the recording of this podcast live on my Instagram right now. So what Absolutely Ruben said totally was, I've grown my business and it's reached this point where I know that I need investment to grow to the next level, but I don't have the money. So my thing is, and I said, you know, I have really unpopular opinions about investing and raising funds for businesses, especially newer entrepreneurs. Like, my thing is, if your business was really to take itself to that next level, then you'd have enough money to do that. You wouldn't need to go and, I won't call it begging, it's raising capital, but you wouldn't need to go out and find other money if your business was thriving to the point that it actually demanded you take it to that next level. Does that make sense? Like, I think a lot of people are putting the cart before the horse, and everyone's like, how can I raise business for this? And how about you just build up a fucking business that actually makes money, that actually is providing a service? Then you keep on providing that service until you have the amount of money that you need to take yourself to the next level. But until you get to that point, you're still in startup mode. You have no right to take someone else's hard-earned money. If you're an entrepreneur and you're talking about having people give you money to take your business to the next level, then you already know any money they have to give was hard fought for and hard won. So the fact that you have your project and it's not as successful as you're saying it is, because if it were, you would have the money, or you just don't have the patience. But at the end of the day, that's just too bad. So my advice to you, get back to work, keep on doing what's working, amplify it by using ads or influencer marketing, like we were just talking about. Those are like the number two ways that you can scale. So focus on building your business up instead of focusing on going out and begging for strangers to give you money on something that you, I don't even know why I'm getting so frustrated. It's just weird, like this sense of entitlement, like, oh, I have this great idea. An idea is worthless if it's not put to work. And if you haven't made enough money to buy a building for your fitness business or to buy this, and then keep on working with where you're at. And when you finally make enough money, then you go ahead and take yourself to that next level. But thinking that you're going to skip steps, I think that's the fastest way for you to blow through someone else's money. Why? Because you're still not being resourceful enough with what you actually have. So once you get flush with a ton of money, I doubt you're going to increase your resourcefulness when you don't even have to. So focus on what you have as opposed to focusing on how you can get other people to buy into your idea, especially if you don't have the money. And then, like, especially if you have terrible credit, because that just tells me the last thing I should be doing is giving you some money. Those are our four questions for the week. Now onto a personal note before we wrap up this podcast. We have this new podcast. I hope you guys are feeling it. If you are, go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Nothing less. Just please. I want you to grow with me on this journey, and I don't think that it's enough that I just put out little snippets of like business advice. I just feel like you guys don't have enough context to understand like the six-figure side hustle is intense and it is constant. And while I might make it look easy, I hope I'm not making it look easy. I hope that's not the case. But the point of the vlog is to give you guys a real sense of everything that goes into how I built this company to be on six figures in just 60 days and how I am building my billion-dollar empire. It is a lot. It is a lot. but it's a lot of fun. I feel incredibly blessed, incredibly humble by all of the feedback that I'm getting from people that are taking action and utilizing all of the tips that I'm sharing. And I'm just excited to take you guys inside of everything that goes on because I'm a beast. I am a beast. Don't let the lashes fool you, sis. So I'm going to show you guys what that is really like. If you want to be a part of the journey in real time, follow me on Instagram. If you want to make sure that you don't miss a thing, subscribe to my YouTube channel and hit that notification bell so you miss nothing. That's it. So next week, exciting news. I'm getting freaking married. I'm so excited. But I have to get my nails done before I show all that stuff off. So we're going to save that till next week. Till then, peace. Charlotte Green, Charlotte Green, pack the boat, that Charlotte Green, Charlotte Green, Charlotte Green.